In this bulletin, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange arrested in London and facing extradition to the US. Prime Minister Scott Morrison criticises Labor's tax policies. And Rugby Australia terminates Israel Folau's Wallabies contract. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Lawyers for Julian Assange say his extradition will set a dangerous precedent for all journalists and media organisations who publish truthful information about the US. The WikiLeaks co-founder was found guilty yesterday of breaching his UK bail when he sought asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy in June 2012. His arrest in the embassy and conviction in Westminster Magistrates Court will allow the US to start proceedings to extradite him to face charges of conspiring to commit computer intrusion with former US Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning in 2010. Mr. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says his extradition will mean any journalist could be extradited for prosecution in the US for having published truthful information about the country.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy. We will be fighting extradition and he'll be brought before the court again within the next month.
Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she has spoken with the High Commissioner over Julian Assange's potential extradition from the UK to the US. Ms. Payne says Mr. Assange will receive the same consular support as any Australian citizen, and the High Commissioner is seeking for officials to meet with him today. She says the UK government has sought assurances that the WikiLeaks co-founder won't face the death penalty in the US.
Australia, as you have indicated, is completely opposed to the death penalty, and that is a bipartisan position and one which we have continued to advocate. But the matter for the extradition itself is one between the United States and the United Kingdom.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says if elected, Labor leader Bill Shorten will be in charge of the highest taxing government in Australian history. Mr. Frydenberg says Treasury costings show Labor's tax changes, and Mr. Shorten's decision not to match Mr. Morrison's long-term tax cuts result in a $387 billion difference between the two parties over the next 10 years. He says that figure has almost doubled from their initial costings of $200 billion.
At a time when the Australian economy faces challenges, both internationally and domestically, including the impact of flood and drought, Labor's answer is higher taxes. Higher taxes on your income, higher taxes on your business, higher taxes on your superannuation, higher taxes on your house, and higher taxes on retirees' hard-earned savings.
Sudanese Defence Minister Awad Mohamed Ahmed Ibn Auf has been sworn in as head of the country's new military transitional council after the overthrow of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. Mr. al-Bashir, who ruled Sudan in autocratic style for 30 years, was overthrown in a military coup yesterday. Mr. Ibn Auf says the military will be in charge of Sudan for the next 2 years until the country is stable enough for fair and free elections to occur. In rugby, the NRL has ruled out welcoming Israel Folau back to the code after his latest homophobic comments. Folau posted a photo on Instagram earlier this week proclaiming hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists and idolaters. Australian Rugby League Commission boss Peter Beattie says the NRL has a culture of inclusivity. He says the cross-code player fails the character test and they would not register a contract with him. Mr. Beattie's comments came after Rugby Australia vowed it would terminate Folau's multi-million dollar Wallabies contract unless he can explain the social media attack. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 28. It's sunny in Adelaide and 25. Much the same for Melbourne. And in Hobart, a late shower, 21. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 22. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Much the same for Newcastle, 23, scattered showers in Brisbane, 26, a shower or two in Cairns, 30, and fine weather for Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.